all around the world.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillespie, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gaydosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gaydosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off-balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Frye. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Ray-Ann Frye with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie-Doo maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, no look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is. Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirkner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up.
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it at the buzzer. Wow, what a shot. Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scores.gas.com.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBeat. It's snowy outside, a lot different than yesterday, but we've got a hot basketball on the inside. as the Jackson Center Tigers take on Troy Christian Division IV Upper Bracket Sectional Championship. Tip-off upcoming in about 12 minutes. Jackson Center is here with a mark of 19-4 on the year. Troy Christian is here with a mark of 16-7 on the year. Jackson Center has beaten Fairlawn 62-15 and Mississinewa Valley 65-22. Troy Christian took a bye, then in a mild upset defeated Bodkins in a game we covered this past Tuesday night on scoresbroadcast.com, 39-38. Alicia Kessler was here, didn't play in that game for Jackson Center. She is here again today. Will see action, will not start. That's the word from head coach Jeff Reese just a few minutes ago. Cameron Elkert, the big story, Chuck, for Jackson Center in the win this past week over Mississinewa Valley. She was fantastic, 8 for 12 from the floor, 7 of 10 on threes. What, 17 points in the first quarter? She won't duplicate that today. But I tell you what, if she's making three or four three-pointers a game, Jackson Center will be hard to be beaten by anybody in Division IV.
Well, she is shooting with a lot of confidence right now. She's always been kind of a streaky shooter, and if her confidence is high, which it's got to be after that last game, she's going to be a force for them. And, hey, Cassie Meyer, I think Cassie's got to pick up offensively a little bit. She does. She handles the basketball. She does a nice, she's a great defensive player, but I think she needs to think more scoring as the tournament goes, because they can't just rely on three-point shooting to get them very far.
Speaking of confidence, as you did a moment ago, Troy Christian has to have a bunch of it after knocking off Bodkins 39-38. Outstanding play to end the game by Catherine Lee, who took it the last 50 feet and made a bank shot runner from 10 feet away. She dropped home 8 points in that game, 7 in the fourth quarter. The tall young lady, Haley Peters, 6'2 inside player, got in foul trouble against Bodkins, but did make 6 of 13 from the floor for 15 to lead the way. And Kara Salazar, a real good outside shooter, you can't leave alone. She took 2 three-pointers in the win over Bodkins and made both from long range.
Yeah, they've got three young ladies that can flat out score. I mean, they got a couple of spots offensively that is kind of a black hole, but they do a good job defensively. They did a real nice job on the two good Bodkins players. Although Berkman got herself in foul trouble, that didn't help any. But no, Troy Christian's very physical, and they're going to be a challenge for Jackson today. This is not going to be a walkover.
Lady Tigers strategy: do you press full court? Troy Christian turned it over, 25 times in the win over Bodkins.
Well, I think you got to mix it up. I think you press full court. I think you trap them half court. You do different things, and you see what you get. You got to get more positive than negative out of it. And once they start figuring out a way, because Troy Christian is incredibly well coached, they're gonna recognize what you're doing. But you got to get as long as you're getting positives, keep doing it. And then at timeouts, come out, change things up. Try to keep them off balance.
In the blowout against the Blackhawks of Mississinewa Valley, Kristen Ware, a sometime starter, who filled in for Alicia Kessler, who did not start and did not play in that win this past week. Poured in 3 of 5 from the floor, did Kristen Ware. Off the bench, Cameron Haney, 4 of 9. Vanessa Winter, 4 of 6. Miranda Hickey, 2 of 3. No better bench around in girls Division IV basketball, with the exception of maybe Minster. Jackson Center's loaded on Jeff Reese's sideline.
Well, they've got a real deep bench, and they got real good length all the way across. They don't really lose a lot when they have to go to the bench. So they're a very, very well-balanced team. Sometimes they turn the ball a little too much on the perimeter, but other than that, I can't find a hole in their game.
A key performer for Jackson Center today might be Olivia Clark, 1 of 6 in the win over Mississinewa. She's got to hold her own on the inside against Haley Peters of Troy Christian.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's got the advantage. She's a pretty good shot blocker. Now, Peters has an advantage in strength. But boy, she takes the ball down the lane, and you got a choice of taking the charge or getting out of the way. But if they can add Kessler into the mix today, another body inside, another tall girl, I think that's going to probably be the difference.
Jackson Center will take the break opportunity when it presents itself. So will Troy Christian. And we saw a scattered floor at the end of the game. when Troy Christian beat Botkins, and Catherine Lee took it one-on-one. She would not be denied. Give her a lot of credit.
Well, she had a nice game, and she did. She took it down. She took it into traffic, made a running bank going down the lane, outside the lane. But when Zid left her hand, it looked good. She banked it nicely. If they get into scatter court, if they can turn Jackson over and get some easy baskets, I think they can stay in the basketball game.
Is this Jackson Center girls team, Chuck, as good as the one a year ago?
Well, I think the one thing they miss is the calming effect and a point guard and the toughness of Peyton Esser.
Mm-hmm.
But they're getting there. Kennedy Reese, as the season has gone on, has gotten better and better and better. And I think that at this point, I think they're playing their best basketball. They were scoring challenged at once during the middle of the season, and now they've really started putting the ball in the basket again. And if Elkert shoots the ball like she did, if she continues to shoot it that well, I think they're going to be a tough out, that's for sure.
We might note that the winner of this game, which is the Sydney Girls Division IV Upper Bracket Sectional Championship Contest, will play the winner of the Monroe Upper, probably in a first game next Saturday at Troy. And that tip-off will be at approximately 11, I believe, games at 11, 1, and 3, district titles at Troy next Saturday. So the winner of this game more than likely would come back at 11 next Saturday and take on the Monroe Upper winner. Our second game here today features Fort Loramie and Rushi. Long-awaited third head-to-head matchup between those two clubs this year. That's the Sydney lower bracket sectional championship. And the winner of that game would come back in the third and final game of three at Troy next Saturday at 3 p.m. Yes, I've just confirmed that games are at 11, 1, and 3 at Troy next Saturday. And we would bring you coverage of those games here on scoresbroadcast.com. The winner of Jackson Center, Troy Christian, against the Monroe Upper winner next Saturday at 11, and the winner of Fort Loramie, Rushi, against the Brookville Upper next Saturday at 3 at Troy. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Could not present high school basketball to you. Over 100 games each season without the benefit of having so many great underwriting sponsors, including a new one, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Veterans and surviving spouses should get connected to their VA benefits and call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. 498-7282. These anchor underwriting sponsors on the web with us on scoresbroadcast.com: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, these underwriting sponsors on the web with us: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. Our pregame underwriting sponsor, The In-Between. And thanks as well to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at primaryeyecare.org on the web. at primaryeyecare.org. That's Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service, quality workmanship always at Sydney Car Care. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, a lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, on board with us since last March during the high school basketball tournament, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And these ANA sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. I might add that Adams Tech Solutions also now includes an array of customized promotional items, pens, mugs, T-shirts, you name it. Adams Tech Solutions, owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, in ANA near McCartyville. Well, last night we webcasted boys Division IV action from Piqua in the game we covered. It was Jackson Center over Mississinewa Valley, 47-39. In game one last evening, Fairlawn defeated Brantford 72-44, and Covington down and Sonia in the third game of the evening. We've got starting lineups, opening tip-off in just a moment. It is Jackson Center, Troy Christian Girls, upper bracket sectional title game on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Jack with Chuck back here at Sydney High School. We are perched in row 3 behind the scorer's table on the west side of the Sydney High School floor. Across the way are Jackson Center fans filling in probably 60% to two-thirds of the bleachers on the opposite side of the Sydney High School gymnasium court. And to our right, a strong contingent from Troy Christian occupying about 40% of this side of the bleachers. Crowd still filing in. Fort Laramie Rushi to follow. Tip off between 1:30 and 1:40 for game two. We'll go offline between the two games for probably 10 to 15 minutes, then return with a short pregame in advance of the lower bracket sectional championship game here today between the Fort Laramie Redskins and the Rushi Raiders.
Number 10, Bree Davis.
Entire rosters for both clubs being introduced. Troy Christian, a team which has won 17 and lost 6. It's a club not nearly as deep as Jackson Center. That may come into play, Chuck. Who knows?
Well, I think it will. I think both games are going to come down to a deeper team against a team that's got to play 6 people. So we'll see if there's any kind of fatigue factor for either game.
Turnovers could be an issue. They certainly were for Troy Christian against Bodkin's. 24 floor miscues by Troy Christian. Jackson Center had 17 in the win over Mississinewa Valley. But come tournament time, you need to maximize shots and get balls up on the rim as many possessions as you can. Turnovers keep you from getting those shots, and live ball turnovers oftentimes result in baskets going the other way.
Well, that was in the Jackson game, that, or in the Fort Laramie game. They scored almost half their points off of turnovers. So, yeah, it makes a big deal, and you got to make free throws, too.
Starting lineups have been introduced for the Jackson Center Tigers. Kristen Ware, 5'11 senior, opens up in place of Alicia Kessler, who will see action but is not starting. She was here for the previous tournament game for Jackson Center but did not play. Olivia Clark in the opening five, 6'2 a junior in the middle. Cassie Meyer, 5'8 a senior. Cameron Elkert, who lit it up from downtown, 7 threes. In the prior tournament game for Jackson Center, Cameron at guard, a 5'3" senior. She is joined by Kennedy Reese, a 5'5" junior. Starting lineup for the Troy Christian Eagles is as follows. Haley Peters at the post, 6'2" and a senior. Also in the opening five, Kenley Blake, 5'9", a sophomore. Peters, by the way, 14 a game. Blake at 8. Catherine Lee, 5'11", junior. Between 8 and 9 points a game. Lauren Levy, a 5'8 junior, also starts with Kara Salazar, best 3-point shooter on the club, a 5'7 sophomore at guard. Opening tip to begin the contest, won by Jackson Center. Cameron Elkert's got the ball, forecourt right. Outside the arc to Kennedy Reese. Picked up 20 feet away by Salazar. Now near side, it's passed to Cassie Meyer, back to Reese. Cassie looks high right. Checked out there by Blake. Ball angled cross-court through the lane on a pass intended for Ware. Deflected, bobbled, and Troy Christian comes out of there with it. Here's Blake streaking into the right corner. Ball thrown to Levy, head of the key. Elbow on the right is held by a Jackson Center Tiger. Almost a travel, about concurrent with the holding foul.
The Troy Christian bench is already yelling wherever Cameron Elkert is going. So they're aware of her in this zone.
Troy Christian inbounds, fumbled by Blake. She tracked it down, then threw it to Salazar, then rolled into backcourt. Jackson Center gobbled it up. Here is Elkert steering her way into the forecourt. Out back to Meyer, cross court to Elkert. Elkert's got Peters on her on this play. Zone defense by Troy Christian, correct, Chuck?
Yeah, they're playing a 3-2, and boy, the corners is what's vulnerable.
Here's Elkert, long three, deep one, left side, hit the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out to Cassie Meyer, behind the foul line, triggers one, off to the left, and Salazar's got the board for Troy Christian. A minute 15 gone. Jackson Center nothing, Troy Christian nothing. Eagles yet to shoot. Ball entered from the right corner to Peters on the inside. Turn around, left-hand banker. Got it. Eight-footer. Peters on the money. 2-0 Troy Christian.
Cannot let her catch the ball down there on the block.
Here's Cassie Meyer left available. Took the feed from Kennedy Reese and hoisted up a three from the left wing. Short. Weak side rebound. Salazar. Troy Christian up ahead to Blake. Blake swings to Levy on top. Left side Salazar. Guarded by Reese. Salazar into the corner. Gets a screen from Peters. Doesn't use it. Heaves it back to the head of the key. That's a wild pass. Into backcourt. Troy Christian touches over and back call.
That's two passes they've thrown now where I'm not really sure where they're throwing the ball.
No, Troy Christian has taken the ball into the deep corner. Been trapped there by Jackson Center. Eagles with not a good sight line, then have thrown the ball back out to the head of the key. No one home. And it's resulted in mistakes, turnovers. Here's Cassie Meyer into the lane. Tries to hit Clark down low on the right. Again, congestion in the middle. Clogged up by Troy Christian, which fights the pass off and gets the loose ball.
Good defense that time by Levy.
2-0 Troy Christian. 5:35 to go first quarter. Salazar, far right wing, fakes right, goes left, elbow on the right. Guarded closely by Kennedy Reese. Salazar on top to Peters, and Ware almost intercepts at side court in front of the Tigers crowd. It goes out of bounds. Troy Christian retains it.
Well, I tell you, she's been on the floor twice for loose balls now. That's a nice effort from your senior.
Throwing in Levy to Blake, 25 feet away. She's guarded by Meyer. Blake stops the dribble on the three-point line. Hangs on to the ball, goes cross-court to Peters. Now it's shoveled to Salazar between circles. Right side to Blake. We near the 5 minute mark, first quarter. Jackson Center hasn't scored. 2-0 Troy Christian. Blake drives, foul line, uses the elbow to fend off Cassie Meyer. Offensive call.
Good defense. It was a flop, but good defense.
5:05 left, opening period, 2-0. Jackson Center down. Tigers yet to put the ball in the basket.
That would have made LeBron James proud.
Yeah, it would have. Jackson Center's had some pretty good looks.
They are getting good looks.
Errant passes, though, so far. Here's Reese, 25 feet away on the right. Probes the middle, pulls up outside the lane, is crowded, then rolls the ball back out to Elkert, tipped by Troy Christian. He goes out of bounds. Elkert to inbounds in the right corner on the sideline. Airmails it backcourt to Kennedy Reese. 4:45 to go first quarter. Troy Christian 2, Jackson Center nothing. Ball rifled left side of the floor for Cassie Meyer. She dropped it, and then to prevent the over and back, heaved it in midair and backcourt into the forecourt. Right to a Troy Christian player, Jackson Center smacked it out of bounds. Tigers have been the ones making the TOs so far in this game.
Yeah, they're playing a little tight, it looks like.
4.5 to go, first quarter. 2-0 Troy Christian. Salazar 25 feet away. Bounce pass right corner to Lee. Now Salazar on the arc. Between the rings, it's Blake. Left side, Levy. Left corner jumper, Lee. Hit the rim, no. Weak side rebound, Salazar. Fumbled it below the basket. It's gobbled up on the play by Peters. Peters hangs on. Gives to Blake, head of the key. Puts the arm into the chest of Cassie Meyer. Again, no call. Right side, Levy. Oh, good head fake. Runner in the paint, hit the heel, and kicked away to Clark of Jackson Center. Outlet to Meyer, near side to Reese. 3:50 left to go, first quarter. Jackson Center scoreless. Elkert, far left side of the floor, gives it up to Ware. Back to Cameron, 25 feet away. Zone defense by Troy Christian. Ware, bounce pass to Meyer, cutting toward the rim. Fights off the defender and scores. Good play, Cassie Meyer.
They need to get her going offensively, that's for sure.
Tigers worked hard for those two. Game tied at 2. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Blake at midcourt. Dribble drive between Clark and Meyer. All the way to the cup. Too strong off the window. Rebound Kennedy Reese. 3-on-3. The trailer Elkert. She finds her. Head of the circle, Meyer. Open lane. Right down the paint to the rack. No, but a foul. Her arm was grabbed. And Cassie's got 2 free ones. Cassie exploding to the basket on that play, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, she looks like she definitely wants to try to be more effective offensively here in the first quarter.
3:15 remaining, opening 8 minutes, game tied at 2. Cassie Meyer strolls to the free throw line, a pair coming. First one, Cassie Meyer, dead on. 3-2, Jackson Center. Head coach Tony Ferraro, Troy Christian, Jeff Reese, Jackson Center. 3rd year coaching basketball at Troy Christian for Tony. Long time coaching career in the Dayton area and Upper Miami Valley.
He and I coached against each other when I was at Pickwin. He was at Wayne.
Both free throws, Cassie Meyer right in the middle of the rim. 4-2 Tigers. Here's Troy Christian, another turnover. Jackson Center trapped in the half court. Eagles threw it away, then fouled.
And we do have Alicia Kessler into the game now. She's out of the I didn't come for 4-day doghouse.
6'2 senior Alicia Kessler on the court for Jackson Center, averaging almost 6 per contest. Deep in the right corner, Kessler's got the ball for the Tigers. Puts it on the floor, goes into the paint, throws it out back to Ware. Now Cassie Meyer circles against Salazar. Cassie hands off into the right corner to teammate Ware, and she walked. She took steps. Good call.
I think they were a little confused because Troy was in a man-to-man that time, and I think they were still trying to run their offense against the zone.
2:45 to go, opening quarter, 4-2, low-scoring tilt so far. Game has been plagued by turnovers, poor shooting. Salazar 25 feet away for Troy Christian, guarded by Reese. Rifles a pass into the lane, broken up on the play. Good steal by the Tigers. Vanessa Winter got a fist on it and batted the ball to a teammate. Tigers possession after the mistake by Troy Christian. Ball thrown low post right to Meyer. She's bottled up. Goes foul line to Kessler. Short on the 13-footer. Rebound Salazar, Troy Christian. 4-2 Tigers. 2:10 to go first quarter. Troy Christian got a bucket from Peters in the first 90 seconds, has not scored since. Here's Levy gliding down the left side of the lane. Wild shot, way short. Rebound below the rim. Off the shoulder of Kennedy Reese, Troy Christian will play it in. 2:01 to go in the opening quarter. 4-2, Jackson Center. Triggering is Levy. Looking, lobs in left corner. New player on the floor. Sarah Earhart for Troy Christian. Earhart off balance, outside the lane in the left, scores. She hit the deck hard, foul called. That was a circus shot by Earhart. She's at the stripe for a three-point chance.
Well, what she did well that time was, even after contact, her eyes never left the rim, and that's how you become a scorer. She's only a freshman.
Good substitution by Coach Ferraro, Chuck. Earhart enters and drops in a bucket. Free throw, lip the rim, no good. Good rebound on the inside by Lee. Yanked away by Kessler, who starts up the court, looks for a teammate. Dragging the pivot foot is Alicia, turning it right back over to Troy Christian.
She's going to get the turnover, but the guard
left her.
Left her, and she was looking to get the ball in the outlet to get going. So, I mean, she got the turnover, but it wasn't her fault.
Tied at four. Salazar catches the inbounds pass on top. Hands off to Peters, 25 feet away. Peters against Kessler in the right corner. Peters dribbles behind the back. Lobs baseline for Lee. Broken up by Meyer. Goes out of bounds. It's a defensive struggle. Each team extremely tenacious defensive side of the ball. Scoring limited to 8 points combined. Four apiece. Minute 30 to go, first quarter. Ball thrown. Head of the key. Salazar's got it for Troy Christian. Rotates to a teammate who's checked in, Jalen Four, 5'7", sophomore. Down inside to Peters, off balance, leaner, hit the back rim, dropped down, hit the rim again, and trickled through.
She used her body on Kessler that time and got herself around. That was a nice play.
Here's Kennedy Reese, pull up three ball, Jackson Center, wide open, no good, off the flange, rebound Eagles. A minute to go, first period, 4 points for Peters, for Troy Christian, which leads at 6-4. Top of the circle with the ball is Lee. Cross court right side to Salazar. Uses the shoulder, knocks down Kennedy Reese, and it's called. Head official Frank Vitt, far side, had the play right in front of him. It was a no-doubter. That's two on Salazar. She got in foul trouble against Botkins. She's a key component. No, just one. I thought the previous offensive foul was on her.
No, they called that one on Blake.
Blake's got one. Salazar's got one. Jackson Center possession. 45 seconds to go first quarter. 6-4, Tigers trail. Cameron Elkert's had one shot. That a three-pointer after dropping in 17 points in the first period in the previous game for Jackson Center, as Troy Christian has marked her up, having spied on her closely through the first 7.5 minutes. 25 ticks to go, first quarter. Here's Cassie Meyer left open. Nobody guarded her in the zone. She overshot it, didn't hit the rim. Hit the bottom of the glass and bounded off a Tiger player. Kessler out of bounds. Troy Christian may get the last shot, first quarter. 6-4, Eagles lead. Ball handed in. Dribbling up the floor comes Troy Christian. Caitlin Eccles in off the bench, 5'5 junior. Down to 9 to go. Eccles throws foul line to Earhart. Puts it on the deck, starts a drive, pulls up, arches a fadeaway, 15-footer, short, no good. Rebound Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer heaves it 70 feet as the quarter closes. Troy Christian once again giving a very good account of itself in the upper bracket sectional title, leading Jackson Center 6-4 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UKC Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Neither team shooting the ball well. Jackson was 1 of 7, 0 of 3 behind the arc. Troy Christian, 3 of 8, 0 for 1 behind the arc in the first quarter.
6 to 4, Troy Christian leads Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And what do we have again starting the second quarter? Another over and back violation. It's the second one on Troy Christian, I think. Jackson Center's had at least one. Sometimes you don't see one of those through an entire four quarters of a girls' basketball game. Today, three in just over 8 minutes. 6-4, Troy Christian. Cameron Elkert feeds high post. It goes to Vanessa Winter, 5'8 senior, is in off the bench. She performed very well last game for Jackson Center. To Clark, below the foul line, puts it on the deck. Glides a little bit too far, though. Pivot foot move. It's a walk. Jackson Center plagued by turnovers. How many, Chuck, for the orange and black?
That is their sixth.
Jackson Center, the road, black, orange numerals trimmed in white. Troy Christian, white from top to bottom. Green numbers outlined in gold. And here is Troy Christian, a little bit out of control. Blake tries to scramble through the lane, coughed up the ball. It's ruled a jump. Tigers benefit from the arrow. Jackson Center brings it down, trailing 6-4. Jackson Center pumped in 24 points in the first quarter in the win on Tuesday over Mississinewa Valley. Had 40 at the halftime break, only four here today for Jackson Center. In the game's first 9 minutes, you talk about a contrast.
Well, the contrast is that Troy Christian knows to guard Cameron Elkert, and Mississinewa never figured it out.
And this Troy Christian zone is mighty good. Jackson Center being challenged by it right now. Tigers throwing the ball around the arc, and head coach Jeff Reese says, we've got to get it together. Timeout called. 6:54 to go in the second. Troy Christian up two on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, let's see what the Tigers have in store for Troy Christian's zone after the timeout call by head coach Jeff Reese. Kennedy Reese with the ball, deep right corner. Here's a high arching three. It's good from way outside. A rainbow by Vanessa Winter. That's what the Tigers had in store for Troy Christian.
That was a nice shot. That was up over the defense. It's, I think somebody opened a window.
7-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Let's see if that long bucket by Winter ignites the Tigers. Deflected pass midcourt by Winter. Boy, she's energized, Jackson Center, at the moment. Peters in the right corner. Lobs it down inside for the cutter, Lee. Cassie Meyer right on her back and manages to steer the ball out of bounds. Interesting assignment right there. Cassie Meyer all over Catherine Lee of Troy Christian. Lee, of course, got the winning bucket against Botkins on Tuesday. 5 second call. Troy Christian cannot get the ball in play in time.
Well, I think the talk was about defense. They hit the nice three, but the talk was about picking up their intensity defensively.
1 point lead, Jackson Center. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Cassie Meyer, top of the circle, doubled in the zone, tries to split defenders and lost the ball. It goes out of bounds in the corner to Troy Christian. Boy, that zone defense of Troy Christian has got a myriad of antennas. Boy, it's spread out all over the court. And with the exception of that long made 3 seconds ago by Winter from the corner, Jackson Center has been throttled at the offensive end. Here's Cassie Meyer with a steal against Levy. Tigers get it right back. Cassie bolts up the floor, pulls up top of the circle. Troy Christian settles back in the zone. Now Reese, now Meyer, shot fake. Here's Kennedy. Now Cassie outside the arc, back to Kennedy. Into the post to Clark, back to the basket, forces one up over Peters. Missed it. Weak side rebound, Lee, Troy Christian. Been pretty much one and done for Jackson Center. Troy Christian rebounding well out of the zone. Here's Salazar, left corner, Peters. 5:16 to go, second quarter. 7-6 Jackson Center. Peters with two buckets. Goes low post to Salazar, and she tries to work her way around Kennedy Reese below the backboard. She's out of real estate and is out of bounds with the ball.
Yeah, Kennedy did a good job. She got her foot on the baseline and gave Salazar no place to go besides out of bounds.
Troy Christian, Chuck, repeated possessions with no shots at the basket.
They got 11 turnovers.
After committing nearly 25 in the win over Botkins, but still won. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Cassie Meyer behind the arc for Jackson Center. Picks up her dribble. 4:58 to go. Till halftime. Jackson Center leads 7-6. Clark at the high post. Now to Meyer. Tries to go back door for a winner. It's anticipated by Troy Christian. Not a smart pass. Eagles make the intercept. Forer dribbles into the right corner. On top to Lee. Shake and bake move. Boy, she can't get free, being guarded by Cassie Meyer. Now Earhart in the corner. All over her, Clark. Errant pass right into the lap of winner of Jackson Center. Another possession, no shot. Troy Christian. Quickly left corner, winner open. Good shot fake. Enters the lane, seven-footer. Yes! Oh, what life has been generated in the Jackson Center offense by winner off the bench for the Tigers.
Well, that's what we talked about. They just got so many pieces to this puzzle, and if one isn't working, you go to another.
9-6, Jackson Center up three. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Cross court to Salazar. Kennedy Reese slides over. This time there's no charge. It's a defensive block. Three team fouls on Jackson Center, four on Troy Christian. Alicia Kessler back in. Olivia Clark out for the Tigers. Catherine Lee off the floor now for Troy Christian, which has Levy, Forer, Earhart, Salazar, and Peters out there. Kessler, Reese, Winner, Elkert, and Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center. Down to 3:44 to go, first half. 9-6, low-scoring game. Salazar deep in the right corner. Goes to Forer. A little nudge on the play by Cassie Meyer. Actually, it was Earhart who had the ball. And that personal is number one on Cassie Meyer. Common foul. Team foul five on Jackson Center. Levy inbounding right side of the court. So far, the only offense just about for Troy Christian has been Peters. Here's Levy. Stepped inside the arc. Split a couple defenders. Missed it, though, from 17. Short. Rebound Jackson Center. Reese strides down the floor to Meyer. Shot fake. Pulls up from 10. Took steps. 3:25 left, second quarter, Chuck.
I mean, Troy Christian kind of plays kind of rugged like this, a little sloppy. Jackson Center is out of sync offensively bad.
No question. Yeah, this zone of Troy Christian is like a web spread all over the floor. Another bad pass by Troy Christian right into the lap of Alicia Kessler in front of the Tigers bench. But when she started up the floor, she was so near the boundary, her toe hit the stripe. One turnover, Troy Christian. One more, Jackson Center. 3:12 left to go. Second quarter, 9-6. Tigers up three. Winners got 5 points off the bench. Cross court pass, Troy Christian out inside to Levy. Levy's off balance, wide open though. Missed it. Rebound, Jackson Center. Meyer to Reese. Back to Cassie, I left. Left corner, winner. They look inside for Kessler. Here's Cassie with the ball. Cassie dribbles foul line. Back out to Kennedy Reese. Deep in the right corner, Cameron Elkert. Salazar all over her like a blanket. 2:44 to go, second quarter, 9-6 Tigers. Points at a premium. Here's Reese stepping inside the arc. Oh, she hopped to get in position to receive the pass, catch and shoot. And official Frank Vitt called it. He was right on the spot, traveling on Jackson Center.
That was the correct call.
2:36 to go here in the second quarter. Troy Christian inbounds to Levy in backcourt over the Sydney High School logo at the center line. Outside the arc, near side. It goes on the play to Blake. Long cross-court skip pass to Levy, who's open, and she drills it, a 16-footer. A step and a half inside the three-point line. Beautiful throw across court. Who made that assist, Chuck?
That was Salazar.
Salazar with a beautiful feed. She skipped it across the floor. Levy finished 9-8. Jackson Center up one. 2 minutes to go, first half. Here's Cassie Meyer between the rings. Boy, Jackson Center is thwarted by this zone defense. Near side to Winter. Peters comes out to guard her. Cassie Meyer floats into the lane. Winter still has the ball. On top to Elkert. Into the top of the circle. She's doubled by the zone. Now to Reese. Outside the arc on the left to Meyer. Shot fake. Foul line. Dumps it to Reese low on the right. And she's hammered on the arm as she caught the ball. Team foul five on Troy Christian. Five each way. Minute 38 left in the second. 9-8 Jackson Center. It's one of those games, Chuck, where a three-possession advantage is going to be major.
That's going to be huge.
Timeout called. Minute 38 till halftime. Jackson Center leads by one, 9-8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Game number two today is 20 to 30 minutes after this one concludes. It's Rushi Fort Loramie lower bracket girls division four sectional championship game here at Sydney. Cassie Meyer inbounding to the right of the rim. Now to Winter. Winter catches at the foul stripe, has an open lane. She cracks the defense of Troy Christian and draws a two-shot foul while leaning in from 5 feet away. Couple free throws here for Winter. She's got five in the quarter. She's played extremely well off the bench for the Tigers. Foul shot right there. She swished it.
Meyer had the 4 points in the first quarter, and Winter has all six of them here in the second quarter.
10-8, Jackson Center. Winter nails both. Minute 35 left in the half, 11-8. Jackson Center leads. Eccles dribbles up the far side for Troy Christian. Eccles goes high right to Levy. Levy near side for teammate Blake. Oh, she misread her. It goes out of bounds on the pass.
They had a good back screen that time. She just threw the ball about 6 feet over her head.
Looked like a play that head coach Tony Ferraro might have called during the timeout. Just was not executed.
Yeah, I don't think there was any doubt that's what he set up. Yeah.
Here's the ball thrown outside the arc on the right to Winter. Hits the cutter Meyer in the lane. Right corner Kessler. Kessler enters the paint. Feeds left corner Hickey in off the bench for Jackson Center. Goes baseline, and the ball is pounded out of her hand. Out of bounds by Troy Christian. Jackson Center will enter it 10 feet from the left of the basket on the baseline. Cassie Meyer looks, peers in, goes to Winter ahead of the key, left open. Guns a three ball, and makes it! It hit the back of the rim and stuck. It virtually stuck on the flange and fell through. Two threes in the quarter for Winter.
Later in the year, when she talks about that, that was a swish.
14-8, Tigers up six. Biggest cushion of the game. Ball thrown down low to Peters. Peters maneuvers with the left hand. Kessler bodies up on her. Shot's a bad one. Loose ball rebound. It's stuck in by Peters.
Big basket by Troy Christian right there.
Yep, sure was. 14-10, Jackson Center up four. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Kessler entering the lane, below the foul stripe, gives to Winter. Winter pulls up on the elbow. What a second quarter for Winter for Jackson Center. She sparked the Lady Tigers.
Got all 10 of them.
10 points for Winter in quarter number two. 10 seconds to go first half. Meyer at center circle.
Tight.
Starts a drive. Elbow on the left.
Tight.
Twirls through the lane. Running one-hander. Banked it in just before the buzzer. What a play. Cassie Meyer, one-on-one move. Sized up the defense at center circle. And then she did her thing. Took it right into the teeth of the Troy Christian zone and made it pay off. Big field goal by Cassie Meyer to close out the second period. The only 2 points in the quarter not scored by Vanessa Winter for the Jackson Center Tigers, who lead it 16-10 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
It is halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Sydney High School, 16-10. Jackson Center leads Troy Christian after two quarters of play in the upper bracket sectional title game. Brookins in Fort Loramie, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special tonight, Saturday evening at Brookins in Fort Loramie. All of your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, wedding rehearsals, anniversaries, birthdays, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Tigers up 6. It was the Vanessa Winter show, Chuck, in that second period.
Yeah, she was terrific. I mean, she scored 10 of the 12 points. They really picked up the shooting. They were 4 or 5 in the second quarter after only going 1 of 7. Not 5 is not enough shots to get in a quarter, but they're up now to 5 of 12, 41%, 2 of 5 shooting threes, made all 4 of their free throws. Troy Christian, 5 of 13, 38%, missed the only 3 they took. Missed the only free throw they took. Turnovers, Troy Christian has 14, Jackson has 11. Troy Christian has a 9-7 rebounding advantage, 3-1 on the offensive boards. Individual scoring for Jackson, they got Vanessa Winter with 10 all in the second quarter. Cassie Meyer, 6. That's the only two young ladies that have scored. On the other side, Haley Peters, 6. They got 2 from Earhart. They got 2 from Lauren Levy. Bench scoring, and it's all Vanessa Winter, 10-2 bench scoring for Jackson. They have 8 points off turnovers compared to 4 for Troy Christian. Troy Christian, of their 10 points, 4 of those are second chance points. So they got to box them out, keep them off the boards. Jackson Center scored 4-12, 16. Troy Christian scored 6-4, 16-10 at the half.
Catherine Lee has been held in check by Cassie Meyer, who's played splendidly at the defensive end. continue to watch that matchup because Lee's a very, very good player. She needs to produce here in the second half for Troy Christian. That's mighty important.
She only got one shot.
Yep.
That's what's telling you. And then on the other side of the coin, Cameron Elker got one shot. And I know what Troy Christian was thinking. I mean, they only saw them play and they saw her game. What they didn't realize is every game is somebody different.
Yep.
So that's what makes Jackson such a tough team to scout and a tough team to beat.
The Tigers made free throws at just a 50% clip in the last tournament game. Perfect here today at the Stripe for the Orange and Black through the first two quarters on 4 of 4. Wow, what spark produced by Vanessa Winter. She's the difference in the game, Chuck.
Well, she comes off the bench, and I mean, they've only got 16 points for the half, and she got 10 of them in the second quarter off the bench.
But because it is a low-scoring tilt, Troy Christian is still right in the hunt. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 16-10, Tigers over the Eagles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, a variety of good music being played here at Sydney High School during the halftime break. Heard a little bit of Journey a few minutes ago. Can't go wrong with Journey. 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Jackson Center 16, Troy Christian 10. Our halftime report means it's the Student Athlete Spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal moved from Los Angeles to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in the early 1980s. Previous home had been L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, which promotes student academic success among Shelby County student athletes here on scoresbroadcast.com. And we want to give kudos to the Jackson Center Lady Tigers, the seniors on this fine basketball team, members of the state championship volleyball squads the last 2 years. Head coach Kim Metz has done a terrific job coaching volleyball over many, many years at Jackson Center. And the last 2 seasons, the Lady Tigers won state titles in Division IV volleyball, went to the state Final Four last year in basketball. Very solid club again this year on the hardwood, playing today in the sectional championship. We salute seniors Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware, a lot of them outstanding student athletes at Jackson Center. Under the spotlight here today, thanks to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, Ohio.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
A little dancing in the street here at Sydney High School. They're dancing in the stands. Fine game, low scoring. It's tight. Jackson Center leads Troy Christian by 6. As I mentioned during the pregame, the winner of this contest will advance on to a district title game at Troy next Saturday. And we believe the start time would be 11. The winner of this game would meet the Monroe Upper Sectional Champ at 11 at Troy next Saturday. We'd cover that game for you. Webcast time, 10:45, next Saturday morning on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, there's no surprise to Vanessa Winter starting in the third quarter for Jackson.
Third quarter opens up. Troy Christian ball to her right. Eagles trail by 6. Salazar on the arc. Enters it into Peters in the lane. Gives it up inside the arc. Opposite to Levy. No, it's Lee who's got it. Shoots it. Missed it from 16. Rebound on the outside. Going right back into Peters, who fakes one way, goes the other. Tries to swirl in the lane with the left hand, and she's belted, knocked down, and she'll get 2 at the stripe.
That's on Clark, and she's got to stay on her feet. She's tall enough that she just needs to put her hands up and make her shoot over top of her.
Free throw, Peters. Swish. Was that the memo at the halftime break, Chuck, from head coach Tony Ferraro of Troy Christian? Get the ball in the hands of Haley.
Boy, she's got 6 of your 10, so that's who I'd get the ball to.
2 free throws made. Haley Peters, Troy Christian within 4, 16-12. 30 seconds gone, third quarter. Glad you could join us here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got listeners all over the Upper Miami Valley. Plenty of the fans following Troy Christian south of us have joined scoresbroadcast.com. Here's a drive along the baseline by Winter. Shoots the ball into the opposite corner, stolen by Troy Christian. Quickly down the floor, Blake, right back into Peters. Turns with the left, hits it. 8-footer Peters right in front. Boy, she's dangerous when she gets it that near the basket.
If you let her catch it 4 feet from the basket, nobody's going to stop her.
Troy Christian within 4, 16-14. Here's Clark on the loose through the lane. On the arc to Winter. Winter steps inside it, jumps, lets it fly. Foul, tagged on the wrist by Lee of Troy Christian. 2 free throws for Winter from the charity stripe for Jackson Center. Tigers have been perfect from that spot in this game. Free throw by Winter. Swish again. 17-14. Jackson Center up 3 after Troy Christian netted the first 4 points of the second half. Winter again. All net. 18-14. Tigers 6 of 6 at the stripe. Salazar midcourt. Left side pass to Levy. On top to Blake for Troy Christian. On the bounce. Picked up now by Meyer. Near side. Kennedy Reese on Salazar. Cross court to Levy, spin move, Elkert checks her. Salazar cuts through the lane, catches the pass. Ball blocked away, loose on the baseline. Peters picks it up, pivots, blocked on the play by Clark. Loose ball, rebound Lee, no good on the shot, but she's walloped on the elbow, and she gets 2. Fine persistence on the offensive glass by Troy Christian.
They're pounding one on the offensive boards right now, and we talked about how strong and physical they are.
Free throw, Catherine Lee. Yes, she nails it. 19-14, says the scoreboard, which gave the point on the wrong side. 18-15 it should be. There it is. And Lee hits the bottom of the well on both free throws. 2 for Winter, 2 for Lee. 18-16. A quick 6 points by Troy Christian in less than 2 minutes to start the second half. Left open for Jackson Center inside the arc. High right is Clark, and Clark missed it. It hit the front rim, hung, fell off. Rebound, Troy Christian. They open the floor, right side for Blake. She goes one-on-one against Meyer, who gets over late. It's a defensive foul. And right away, Chuck, 3 team fouls on Jackson Center in 2 minutes to start the half.
I don't like that call because she was playing defense and she was leaning into her as she was making the drive.
Ball lobbed into the lane from below the basket for Lee. Deflected, picked off by Jackson Center. Look at Clark go. 60 feet, she barreled down the floor and made a great driving layup. Oh, what a play by Clark. She kept her head up, wouldn't be denied. Olivia Clark, big field goal, Tigers. 20-16, Jackson Center leads. Baseline drive, the Levy of Troy Christian. She's met but 2 defenders and takes steps. It's a walk. 5:35 to go, third quarter. Reese, forecourt to Clark for Jackson Center, which is up 4. On top to Cassie Meyer. Guarded there by Blake. Still a zone defense by Troy Christian. Salazar controls the middle. Ball thrown baseline right to Meyer. Meyer gets around a couple Eagle players and banks it in from 5 feet away. Good agility by Cassie Meyer, and it's a six-point advantage again. Timeout, Troy Christian, 5:20 to go. Third quarter, Tigers up a half dozen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Furniture.com. After the timeout, Blake guilty of charging. Cassie Meyer stood her ground and attracted the offensive foul.
Yeah, Cassie does a nice job getting herself set. That's why I thought that was kind of a bad call, the one they just called on her down there.
4:50 left to go here in the third quarter. And now Cassie Meyer guilty of an offensive screen. She wasn't set. Is that two or three on Cassie?
Her third.
Three fouls on Cassie Meyer. She has been a cog here today and all season long. Her entire career, for that matter. Here is Levy pulling up inside the arc for Jackson Center. 15-footer hit the heel. Long rebound, Salazar. We're going to see Kristen Ware back on the court for Jackson Center. Here's Blake lobbing for the cutter. Lee broken up by Clark. It goes out of bounds. 4:32 left in the third. 22-16 Tigers lead. Clark and Meyer are out. Kessler, Ware, Winner, Elkert, Reese. Cameron Elkert just one shot, as I can recall, so far in this game. Inbounds pass right below the rim. Pinballed around. Jackson Center on the steal. Here's Kennedy Reese charging down the floor, bolting to the rim. Blocked out of bounds by Troy Christian. Heck of a play by the Eagles. Who got that block, Chuck?
That was Peters, and I'll tell you, that shot was not going to get up out of Kennedy's hands, that's for sure.
Elkert inbounding below the rim on the right. 4:23 to go in the third quarter. It goes into the corner, intended for Ware, broken up by Troy Christian, out of bounds. Sea of orange and black across the way. We are at midcourt, three rows up behind the scorer's table. Large Troy Christian contingent down to the right. Far bleachers opposite side, about 80% filled now with Jackson Center fans. Looky here, Alicia Kessler was dealt the ball inside the arc, high left. She let it fly, 18-footer, all cord. Kessler with a big goal. 8-point lead, Tigers, the biggest of the afternoon. Salazar loops right corner to Lee. Into the post to Peters, goes to work on Kessler, squares up, can't shoot. Good defense by Alicia. Into the corner to Lee. Right back into Peters again. Spins, missed it, no good. Outstanding defense by Kessler. Loose ball rebound at midcourt. Elkert tracks it down for Jackson Center. Cameron to Kessler. Alicia playing inspired ball here today. Now Reese on the arc. Kennedy looks for a teammate.
She has the strength to play defense on Peters inside where Clark really doesn't.
You're right. Dribbling, far right wing, Winner. We've got a defensive foul on Troy Christian. Third on the Eagles. Jackson Center's committed four. Cassie Meyer on the bench momentarily with three. Jackson Center has inched the lead out to eight. 24-16, three changes for head coach Tony Ferraro of Troy Christian.
Yeah, he's been running three girls in. They don't play a lot, but he's got to get the perimeter players some rest.
Earhart, Forer, and Eccles back on the floor. 3:16 to go in the third. Reese, elbow on the left. Kessler thought about it. Goes cross-court, baseline right. Up and under move. No good by Winner. hit the bottom of the glass, rebound down to Troy Christian.
She got hammered that time, no call.
It could have been a foul on Troy Christian. 8-point deficit facing the Eagles. Ball thrown to Earhart, foul line. On the arc to Eccles, line drive three. Oh, it pinballed around and came out. Tough luck shot for Eccles. It was dead on. She snapped off a three ball. It was below the rim, nearly touched the net. Spun out of there, and then a foul on Troy Christian over the back on the rebound.
Yeah, Ferrar took her and just threw her to the ground. I mean, it wasn't dirty, but she had her hands on her and just kind of pulled her out of the way to try to go get the rebound.
A foul four of Troy Christian. Jackson Center with the ball, up eight, chance to go up 10 or 11. Kessler left open, foul line, Jay. Hit the back brace, no good. Rebound Earhart at Troy Christian. Three or four big possessions coming up here for the Eagles. End of the third quarter, behind by 8 points. 2:28 remaining. A weave out front. Eccles, Salazar drives down the left side of the lane against Reese and lost the ball. Reese got a fingertip on it, and she tipped it out of bounds.
Salazar's only, I think, got one shot off. She looks like a frustrated young lady out there.
Yeah, she and Cameron Elkert for Jackson Center have not gotten the looks they got in the previous tournament game. Salazar deep in the left corner, guarded by Reese. Dribbles, double team, being hounded. Reese all over her, and again fights the ball out of the arms of Salazar. And she comes up winded. Troy Christian possession, 10 feet left of the basket, baseline. Four will throw it in. Looks, gets it to Earhart on the arc. Guarded there by Winner. Cross-court pass near side. Shot faked by four, dribbles into the corner, ball bounced off her knee, out of bounds. Here come the Tigers, up eight, chance to extend it to 10 or 11. 2:06 left, third period. Pressure by Troy Christian at midcourt, token four on Reese. Kennedy dribbles right corner. Gives it up on the play to Winner, out back to Kessler, fakes the three-pointer. Now takes Peters into the lane. Kessler shoots, a lot of congestion. Salazar came over to help and clamped down on the arm of Alicia, who strolls to the free throw line with two coming.
There was no reason for her to go up and try to block that. Just stay there and take the charge.
Yep, Alicia was trying to scramble her way down the left side of the lane and force up an unorthodox two-pointer with the left hand. She was bailed out, and her free throw drops in. Perfect foul shooting for Jackson Center, not a miss.
All seven.
25-16 Tigers looking for the 10-point lead. Alicia Kessler, three dribbles, in again. Tigers 8-for-8 at the stripe. That will win you tournament games. 26-16, Jackson Center's biggest margin. Minute 40 left to go, third quarter. Salazar, great backdoor pass to Earhart. She can't finish, might have been fouled, no call. Rebound Peters, she is fouled by Ware. Couple of free throws here for Haley Peters of Troy Christian, which is behind by 10, 26-16.
Well, they're 4 or 5 from the free throw line.
Foul shot Peters, yes. And most of these are being made without touching the rim. Second free throw, Haley Peters of Troy Christian, which is down 9, make it 8, as she cans both. 26-18, Jackson Center in the lead by 8. Minute and a half to go in the third. Here's Reese getting the knee from a defender 30 feet from the basket. Foul against Troy Christian. Is that four who picked it up, Chuck?
Yep, that's her third.
Ball inbounded Tigers. 16 fouls now on Troy Christian. Elkert, top of the circle winner, slides down the left side of the lane and hits the runner. Hits the runner. The referee says wipe it off the board. Boy, that was a marginal walk, if there was one.
I like Frank Vick as a guy, but I'll tell you what, sometimes he's not a tremendous official.
Tough call to take there for Jackson Center. Winner made a great field goal, but travel was detected by the referee. It was a hairline call. And then at the other end, quickly, Troy Christian enters to the post and a defensive foul against Jackson Center. And that one is on Winner, her third. She and Meyer have got three. 16 fouls each way. Inbounds pass below the rim. Picked off by Kessler. Minute to go, third quarter, 26-18. Jackson Center up 8. Biggest lead was at 10. Here's Reese, 30 feet away. On a weave to Kessler. Ball high over her head. Top of the circle, Ware. Ware fakes left, goes right against Earhart. Comes back out to Reese. 45 seconds left in the third. Jackson Center ahead by 8. Reese dribbling timeline. 4 guards her loosely. 30 feet from the basket. Down to 35 ticks to go here in the third quarter. Tigers content to play for 1, up by 8. 16 fouls each squad. Staccato clapping across the way from the Tiger cheering section. Down to 20 seconds remaining in the third. Reese dribbling, top of the circle. Now center circle as she retreats. Looks at the clock, 14, 13, 12. Reese pounds it on the floor, picks up her dribble, needs help, goes to Elkert. And we got a moving screen, fine call by the referee. Yep. It goes on Ware, who was sliding over to provide interference. Looked like the Tigers wanted to set up Cameron Elkert behind the arc.
That's what they were doing, and she missed the screen, and she stuck a leg out.
6 seconds left. Eccles driving down the floor. Troy Christian shovels it toward the rim. A runner, no good at the buzzer. Boy, she made a valiant effort. Good drive by Eccles of Troy Christian. Just could not get the ball to roll in. We played three quarters here at Sydney. Upper bracket girls D4 sectional title game. Jackson Center in the lead by 8 over Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jackson Center Tigers with the ball. We open up play in the fourth. Tigers lead by 8, 26-18.
A critical time. Jackson can kind of put this away, or Troy Christian can make it a game all the way down to the buzzer.
Exactly. Here's Cassie Meyer back on the hardwood for Jackson Center, and right away she penetrates the paint and makes a bank shot right in front, 7-footer. Well done by Cassie Meyer. Good offensive performance by her here today. And Jackson Center bolts to a 10-point cushion. 28-18. Levy left corner. Troy Christian closed off by Elkert. Spin shot. Levy anyway. It rolls off. No good. Rebound Reese. Outlet to Elkert for Jackson Center. Back to Kennedy. Foul line Kessler. Kessler hangs on. Dumps it left corner to Ware. Ware on the bounce. Rather, that was Winter who controlled it. Now here's Meyer, 25 feet out. Minute gone, fourth quarter. Jackson Center leads by 10. Both teams in the bonus. Meyer left side to Reese. Kennedy on the bounce. It's the cutter, Kessler. Kessler dropped it, picked it up in the corner, now to Elkert. Swings it to Meyer straight away. High arching three ball. Yes! Cassie Meyer chalks one up from long range. Tigers work patiently for that one. And the lead is 13. Jackson Center 31. Troy Christian 18. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Here we go. Troy Christian with possession. A minute 20 gone here in the fourth quarter. Kessler jumps in front of Peters in the right corner, deflects the ball out of bounds.
I think she saw a pick six coming there, and she took her eye off of it.
31-18, Jackson Center leads by 13. Biggest spread of the game after the three ball by Cassie Meyer. 6.5 remaining. Salazar outside the arc, high right. Gets a pass off to Lee in the left corner. Whips it down inside to Peters. Passes high off the palm of her hand. Loose ball picked up by Cameron Elkert. Here comes Jackson Center. Rolling into the forecourt. Outside Kessler. Alicia puts it on the deck into the paint. Now to Reese. Reese straddles the arc. High right. Rimmed a long two ball. Oh, it circled the rim twice and twisted out of there. Rebound, Troy Christian. 2 minutes gone in the fourth. 13-point deficit facing the Eagles. Peters in the right corner behind the arc. They post up Salazar against Reese, but she can't go to work. Kennedy is a very stout defensive player, Chuck.
Quick hands. It moves her feet well.
Here's a ball lob, cross court, baseline right to Levy. Open J, 14-footer, bingo for Lauren Levy of Troy Christian. Good passing by the Eagles, 31-20. Jackson Center in the lead by 11. 5.5 to go in the fourth. Right corner, Kessler for Jackson Center. Oh, right around Peters. What a move by Kessler. Couldn't finish, overshot it. Rebound Salazar, she's bumped out of bounds. And on the bump, foul called, 1-1 down at this end for Troy Christian. A chance for the Eagles to whittle away at the deficit with the clock stopped.
Well, that was a heck of a ball fake and move by Kessler. She just didn't get herself set and squared before she tried to shoot it.
It was a beautiful maneuver by Alicia. Salazar, free throw line, Troy Christian, swish. Foul shooting has been expert-like.
They're 7 of 8, Jackson's 8 of 8.
15 of 16. Oop, we jinxed, circled the rim and spun off. Rebound, Jackson Center. Wow, what a drive. Taking it 60 feet down the floor, winner. No good. Rebounding foul below the rim. Another one called against Jackson Center after the free throw miss by Troy Christian from Salazar. Winner hustled down the floor in pell-mell fashion. Couldn't get the shot to go. Tigers went over the shoulder on the rebound attempt. It's on Kessler. Jackson Center up 10. Three straight points by Troy Christian. Free throw, Catherine Lee. Got it. Four straight by Troy Christian. 31-22. Second free throw upcoming. It is in again. Front rim, backboard, and down in. Five straight by Troy Christian. The 31-18 Jackson Center lead has been shaved to 31-23. Five to play, fourth quarter. Kessler on the arc, bounces to Cassie Meyer between the circles. It was her three ball that lifted Jackson Center to a 13-point advantage. Kennedy Reese straight on top to Winner. Ball popped in the air by Lee, rolls to midcourt. Loose ball scrum. Lee tracks it down. She goes the other way, driving layup. She was moving too fast, couldn't get it to fall. Troy Christian on the back on the rebound. Big sequence of events right there. Catherine Lee gets up a little bit gimpy. Boy, she made a super hustle play at the timeline, forcing that turnover and takeaway. Bolted the other direction. Had Jackson Center players on her heels. Couldn't get the fast driving layup to drop. Foul committed by Troy Christian, sending Kessler to the stripe. 1-1 for Jackson Center, and she buries it.
Well, one of the worst things that happened there besides missing the shot is Lee's out there. She rolled her ankle over. They're looking at it. They need her out there.
Sure do. 4:47 left in this game. Jackson Center by 9. Kessler again. That one lipped the rim. Rebound, Troy Christian. Foul shooting both teams has been superb. 9-point contest. Here's Blake, head of the key. Dribbles right corner. Oop, she didn't get stopped in time. Clearly a walk. Catherine Lee for Troy Christian has moved in position right alongside head coach Tony Ferraro at the Eagles bench. 4.5 to go in the game. Jackson Center up 9. Outcome of this contest still in doubt. Kennedy Reese right side to Meyer for the Tigers. 24 gives to 34. That's winner. Now Reese. Cassie Meyer's got it on the arc. Right corner winner. Jacks up a 3-ball over Peters. Around and out. No good. Salazar. Lee reaches in to get the rebound. Good effort by her. Up the floor to Blake. Now Levy outside the arc of the left. Good battle on the inside. Kessler and Peters. Here's Blake running down the right side of the lane. A running banker is good. Similar to the shot that Catherine Lee made to beat Botkins with 4 seconds to go on Tuesday night. Timeout Tigers, 13-point edge has been whittled to just 7. Under 4 to play in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Jackson Center trying to hold on against a valiant effort from Troy Christian. 7-point lead, Tigers. It was 13 early in the quarter. 3:52 left in the game. 32-25 Jackson Center. Winner of this game plays the Monroe upper bracket winner next Saturday at 11 at Troy. Backdoor play. Reese to Meyer. Meyer on the inside. What a block. But Lee. Oh, great play. But Catherine Lee, who got mitts up on top of the ball. Meyer couldn't score it. It's ruled a jump. Arrow favors Troy Christian.
That was a heck of a catch because that was a tough pass for her to get in traffic. And then Lee just did a great job of blocking the shot.
Standout defensive play by Catherine Lee. That maybe goes down as the best defensive play of this game. Here is Troy Christian behind by 7. Baseline right, Peters. Hits the cutter, Lee. Lee's open down the lane. Oh, it couldn't go in. It hit the backboard, the rim, hung there, and fell off. Tough break for the Eagles.
That was crucial right there. That could have got down to 5.
Yep, 3:13 left. Here's Reese. Lost the ball, top of the circle. Salazar dives on it for Troy Christian. There's no jump. The arrow would have gone Tigers' way. Salazar alertly, or head coach Tony Ferraro alertly, got a timeout call.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't like that rule because a lot of times it's not correct. But in that case, that was the right call. He did a good job.
Just over 3 to play here in the fourth quarter. And Jackson Center leads Troy Christian by 7. The Monroe upper bracket sectional championship game today pits Cincinnati Christian 8-13 at draw time against Fayetteville Perry 10-11. At draw time. Two teams with losing records at the time of the tournament draw. That's the Monroe upper sectional bracket championship game today. The winner of that contest plays the winner of this game next Saturday at 11 at Troy in a district final. 3 minutes to go. Troy Christian trails by 7. Blake's got the ball at midcourt for the Eagles. Left corner Lee looks for the cutter. Peters comes cross court to 4. Right corner Salazar into Peters, going to work on Kessler and draws the 2-shot foul. Pretty good work by Alicia. Used the body nicely to keep Peters away from the basket. It might have dropped the arms down just a bit. They were extended, but she may have dropped them just enough for the referee to cite her for the call.
I'd have to go to the monitor. I couldn't tell.
Peters, free throw, yes. Both teams have been razor sharp at the free throw line in this game. What, two misses each way, Chuck?
That is 19 for 22 for the two of them.
Second shot, Peters, in and out, lip the rim. Rebound tip by Lee off the fingertips of Kessler. Troy Christian possession, six-point game, 32-26. 2:50 to go in the fourth, four inbounds to Salazar. Guarded by Reese in the right corner, right back inside to Peters. Peters maneuvers. Reese doubles down. Hook shot Peters off to the right. No good. Big rebound. Kessler. Long throw down the floor to Winter. Winter starts toward the basket. She motors to the rim. Defensive foul. Troy Christian. Good play by Winter for Jackson Center. As she triggered the offensive action, defensive player was not ready. And Winter gets a couple at the stripe with 2:37 to go in the fourth. And Jackson Center ahead by six. In and out on the free throw. Oh, what a strong rebounding effort by Cassie Meyer. And as a result, she produces the tie-up and allows the Tigers to keep it.
And that's one of the few offensive rebounds they've had. Troy Christian has dominated the offensive glass.
Here's Cameron Elkert, who has been completely silent in this game. Inbounds, baseline left to Kessler. Open 10-footer. Got it. Good look by Elkert. Fine assist from out of bounds. The playmaker found Kessler. And Alicia has performed a very good game here today. Jackson Center ahead by eight. 2:20 to go in the fourth. Four dribbles to the top of the key for Troy Christian. Left corner Salazar. Starts a drive on Reese. Kennedy fell down. Shot short. No good. Rebound off to Elkert for Jackson Center. 2 minutes to go. Tigers up by eight. Right corner Winter. Winter around Peters all the way to the rack. Good! Vanessa Winter. Dazzling performance by Vanessa. 36-26. Tigers up 10. Minute 48 to go. Running one-hander Blake. Wow. Right down the pipe. Up and in. It hit the back brace and dropped through. Solid play by Blake on the answer for Troy Christian. Timeout Eagles. 1:45 to go. Tigers by 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It was 31-18 Jackson Center at the beginning of this quarter. A three ball by Cassie Meyer. Is that right, Chuck? It was 31-18
it was
early in the fourth?
Early in the fourth, yep, 31-18.
Since that point in time, Troy Christian has outpointed Jackson Center 10-5. Eagles perhaps have not quite made enough headway. We're down to a minute and a half to go in the game. Jackson Center nursing the lead, has the ball in the right corner. Oh, what a play out of the timeout. Kessler on the pick and roll, Meyer on the finish. Alicia Kessler, Cassie Meyer, the duo gets a big basket. The lead swells to 10. 1:17 to go in the fourth. Cross-court pass by Blake, batted. Meyer steals for Jackson Center. Solid all-around game for Cassie here today. Long throw, right corner. Winner drives baseline. Bounce pass on top to Reese. Troy Christian's got to foul. A minute to go. Meyer on the bounce. Now to Kessler. Right side pass to Winner into the top of the key. Winner hangs on. Jackson Center will shoot nothing but layups. Troy Christian must come out and commit a foul. There it is. Lee on Meyer. Team foul 9 on Troy Christian, 1-1 for Cassie Meyer. 46.8 to go, and Jackson Center is in the lead by 10. What, five, six free throws missed between the two clubs here today, Chuck?
Two, three, four of them, yep.
Cassie Meyer, swish on the free throw. Jackson Center's total at the charity stripe is 90%. Phenomenal free throw shooting by the Tigers, and Cassie Meyer's got them both. Look at that form. She stroked each free throw right in perfectly. And Jackson Center's up a dozen, 40-28, 38 seconds to go in the game. Salazar to Peters in the post. She's double-teamed, twirls, and misses off the backboard. She couldn't see the glass. She was somewhat aimless on that shot. Rebound Jackson Center, and the Tigers are cooking.
She hadn't been out of the game, and she is one tired young lady at this
point. She's fatigued for sure. Foul 30 feet away, goes against Lee, trying to check Kennedy Reese, double bonus time for Jackson Center with 20.9 to go in the fourth quarter. As I noted a moment ago, the winner of this game, Jackson Center, will take on the team that triumphs in the Monroe Upper Bracket Championship game today, Cincinnati Christian and Felicity Franklin, playing at Monroe. Those two teams playing down at Monroe. Each team with a below 500 mark at the draw. Haley Peters, outstanding senior for Troy Christian, exits. Kennedy Reese at the free throw line for Jackson Center. Missed one, made one. The lead back to 13, 41-28. 16 seconds left. Here's a deep three, right corner four. Short, no good. Rebound Cassie Meyer, and that will do it. Cassie lobs it up ahead to Reese to avoid the 10-second backcourt call. And the teams meet at midcourt, congratulate each other. That's it. The Jackson Center Tigers, for the second straight year, have earned a sectional championship here at Sydney and advance on to a district title game at Troy next Friday morning at 11. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here today in Game 1, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Thanks as well to the Bluffton University MBA program, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, and in Rushi. Shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. So much gratitude to them. Thank you so much. These Anna underwriting sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus an array of promotional advertising items, including T-shirts, pens, mugs, and more. They can be customized by Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. It's the Cincinnati Christian Fayetteville Perry winner at Monroe today that Jackson Center will collide with next Saturday at 11 at Troy. Chuck, let's wrap it up, take a look at the scoring, and highlight the superb free throw shooting from both teams.
Well, yeah, Troy Christian, Haley Peters in her last game for Troy Christian had 13. The girl was, she was terrific. I think she just ran out of steam towards the end. She didn't get enough help. They had three other young ladies that scored 4. On the other side, Cassie Meyer was terrific. She had 17, but Vanessa Winter off the bench was set with 14, and Alicia Kessler off the bench with 7. They had 21 points off the bench, and Kessler normally a starter, so that's kind of right. Skews it a little bit.
Yep.
But they were 12 of 15 from the free throw line, and Troy Christian was 10 of 13. Clancy's players of the game, Jackson Center, Cassie Meyer, and Vanessa Winter. Those two were terrific.
Haley Peters, the only senior for the Troy Christian Eagles. Head coach Tony Ferraro will have an experienced club back next year. We expect Troy Christian to be right here again playing for a sectional title game next season as a wealth of talent returns for the Troy Christian Eagles. Again, Chuck, stars of the game brought to you by Clancy's.
Cassie Meyer, Vanessa Winter.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Rushi Raiders, Fort Loramie Redskins up next. We'll go offline probably for about 15-20 minutes, then return with a short pregame before the lower bracket sectional championship here today. Jackson Center wins game one, the upper bracket sectional title contest, by 13 points, 41-28. Tigers had a number of outstanding offensive stars. You're so right, Chuck, about Jackson Center. You don't know who is going to excel for you offensively. Two or three different players each game.
Well, you assume Cassie Meyer is going to get you double figures.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it could be Kessler, it could be Clark, it could be Reese, you know, it could be Elkard, and today it was Vanessa Winter off the bench. So, yeah, they are very, very deep.
Jackson Center Tigers with the win go to 20-4 on the year, and Troy Christian with the loss today concludes the campaign at 17-7. Fort Loramie and Rushi coming up next. Rhett Gish has been our Scorers Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, Jackson Center victorious, upper bracket sectional title, 41-28 over Troy Christian. We'll go offline, return in 10 minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.